Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police say two men shot and killed each other in Chicago Lawn this morning while one of the men was taking his son to school. WBBM's Brandon Eisen reports.
The boy was not injured and ran for help after a man opened fire on his 31-year-old father near 62nd and Mozart, according to a Chicago police spokesperson.
A 24-year-old male opened fire. He struck victim slash offender number one three times in the chest and twice in the torso.
Officers located that 24-year-old man in his vehicle.
He has sustained gunshot wounds to the right and left thigh.
Both men were transported to area hospitals where they were later pronounced dead. Police continue to investigate what led to the shootout. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And just in, medical examiners in Cook County say more tests still need to be done to determine what caused the death of the rising rap star and South Suburban native known as Juice WRLD. TMZ reports the 21-year-old performer, born Jared Higgins, had a seizure as authorities seized drugs and guns from his private jet after it landed at Midway Airport over the weekend. Two security guards are now facing charges based on that search.
Chicago aldermen have stalled a measure designed to get more of them to show up at committee meetings and help citizens attend those meetings.
A proposed ordinance from Alderman Patrick Daley Thompson would require City Council committee chairs to take attendance at their meetings. It's not required now, and the law assumes a quorum is present unless there is a challenge. Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins likes the idea.
You're attempting to, mandate a quorum be present in an attendance roll call. Most legislative bodies do something like that. I think we should do that. It's an appropriate rule to have.
But he doesn't support the other part of the ordinance that would require several night meetings. Others, like 28th Ward Alderman and Jason Irvin, say the committee chair should decide.
The hot button issues in the communities are generally meetings are held at night.
The measure was pushed aside for more conversation. Ironically, more than two dozen aldermen showed for this rules committee meeting. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9.
Federal authorities are taking legal action against a Chicago-area gymnastics coach accused of decades of sex abuse.
A lawsuit filed by the U.S. Justice Department seeks to revoke the citizenship of Jose Vilches. The 68-year-old former Olympian from Mexico is charged with sexually abusing three young girls he coached in southwest suburban Shanahan and was charged with 18 counts of sexual abuse in Will County last year. The lawsuit claims Vilches began abusing gymnasts as early as 1985. He became a permanent resident of the U.S. back in 1991, but the suit alleges he lied on his naturalization application by concealing his criminal history. Vilches is being held on $3 million bail. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Police in Northwest Indiana say they're questioning a Munster High School student about a threatening post on social media early this morning. The post had a picture of a gun and a threat that read, quote, "Don't go to school tomorrow." The teen is facing a potential charge of intimidation. Police are thanking parents and students for helping them to resolve the situation quickly.
Riverside police are looking for the people who swiped pieces of an ATM over the past couple of weeks.
On November 28th, bandits made off with the top half of an ATM at the gas station on Harlem and Long Common Road in Riverside. They could not get the bottom to budge. The owner of the gas station later threw the bottom half in the garbage, and despite being monitored regularly by Riverside police, the thieves grabbed the bottom half around 3:30 in the morning last Tuesday. Police, though, say the latest heist provided them with better information about the suspects, an important break, the police chief says, towards finding the thieves. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.